be afraid of. There, that's better. Come along. Gotcha. All right, it's all right. Come on, Elwood. Over here, man. It's quite safe.
If it wasn't safe for you, I should stay where I am.
Oh, silly man. He really ought to trust us. Shall be a moment, little bird. You really aren't going to feel a thing. There. That's got it. All secure. Now, off you go.
It is all right?
It's perfectly all right. The device is harmless until we want it to explode.
Look at them. So many pigeons. How do you know...
which is the one?
Yeah.
Well, it really doesn't matter. They stay together, you see. Now, pull that string.
Yeah.
And the seed pours from the back in the tree, you see, all over the grass, just as we planned.
And the pigeons flock down to it to eat. Cooper, are you sure the one we want is there?
We'll soon know. Watch carefully. Now, switch on the transmitter. Yeah, working perfectly. Now we activate the bomb, so.
Ach, du liebe Himmel.
I think MI6 will get quite a kick out of that, don't you, Elmer?
Revlon, the creators of That Man and Pup, essentially male grooming aids, present Adam Kane in...
The Flying Bomb. Summer like it for years. It was hot. Hot and clear. I mean, you could even see the top of the GPO tower. Bit of a relief, really. A lot of us had been suspecting for a long time that the government had sold off the top bit to buy their way into the common market. The river looked better, too. You could even see a couple of enthusiastic optimists dangling fishing lines into the mucky water. And there was bad news, too. For the first time since 1944, there were red wooden barriers across some of the streets. The white, stenciled letters read, "Bomb damage. Road closed." Viv?
Hmm?
The phone.
What?
Telephone.
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you. Spencer Dickens. Yes, yes, that's right. What? When? I see. Yes, sir, Arthur. Yes, sir, right away. Yes, I'll send him over. Yes, sir, Arthur. Yes. Goodbye, sir, Arthur. That was Sir Arthur.
Get away.
There's been another one.
Another one what?
Bomb.
Oh.
It's a little more serious than that, Adam.
It may be, but it stopped being news, mate. Was it a bad one?
It could have been a great deal worse. The magnitude isn't important. It's the manner. There have been three this week. Three that the press don't know about.
Not easy to hide a big bang in the center of town.
We've managed. We daren't let on about this yet, Adam. The minister is very worried, and poor Sir Arthur is very nearly hysterical.
What's the flat, then?
As I said, the manner. They're using a nasty, strange bomb that we can't seem to do anything about. And they're picking some horribly vulnerable targets. That one got the Ministry of Defense.
Was it a letter?
No. It came through a window.
Well, they can't be too dangerous. They got nothing on the ground floor but false fronts and sandbags.
This was two doors away from the Joint Chiefs planning room.
Joint? But that's on the...
Exactly. It's on the fifth floor.
Viv glanced nervously at the window of his office when he said that. Now I knew why he had Nerdy's telephone. He'd been too busy listening for the bang.
Should be there in a moment. Sir Arthur insisted that you'll be there.
Can't think why.
Neither could I for a bit. I finally supposed it had to be because you have such a penchant for violence. You might be able to understand the mind of a kindred spirit.
Very funny.
You won't be on your own, though.
You mean you're going to hold me in?
I most certainly don't. I'm having my desk moved to an inner office as soon as I get back to Curzon Street. We're letting you have a technical expert.
Who?
McKinley. You know him?
No.
He's not terribly well known. He's brilliant with bombs.
Yeah? What's he like?
You'll have to be very gentle with him, Adam. He's a genius, but he is rather, sensitive.
Oh, lovely.
Now, if you look over here, Mr. Kane, you see that the water's been charred by... Mr. Kane!
What?
I do wish you'd pay attention.
Sorry.
I'm trying to explain the characteristics of the bomb. Now then, the device was very small. Not more than matchbox size, I'd say.
And it did all this?
It did indeed. Bomb militarization has advanced a great deal in the last 2 years. You see from the fury of the blast that anyone standing in the room at the time of the explosion could not have escaped without serious injury. The point of the explosion was on that windowsill where you're standing. And the pressure of the shockwave striking that wall was in the region of...
McKinley.
What is it?
There was a casualty after all.
What do you mean?
Look. Sticking to what's left of the window frame.
What on earth's that?
Feather.
I beg your pardon.
Pigeon feather. Poor little bleeder must have been on the ledge when the thing went off.
Alice, where are you?
I'm in here.
You closed early.
Well, there's no reason to stay open, is there? There weren't any customers.
Well, there might have been. I might have been a customer.
Yeah, well, you might have been the first this afternoon, then.
Nobody? Nobody at all?
No. Oh, yeah, there was that funny little German man.
Helmut.
That's right. He came about half an hour ago. He seemed very upset about something.
Upset?
Mm-hmm. He's still here.
Huh?
He said he had to wait for you, so I sent him into your study. As far as I know.
Alice, I do wish
that... Oh, yeah, there's a bill for the food. That arrived. We don't have the money to pay for it.
I know. There'll be money. Lots of money.
And what on earth are all those cages for?
What?
Piles of new bird cages arrived. We don't need new cages.
Oh, yes, we do. We need every one of them.
Cooper, at last.
What's the matter? What are you doing here? I thought
a serious matter, my friend. They're putting a new man onto the case. The last bomb frightened them.
Oh, I should hope it did. Well, it was a beauty. Did you see that one?
Good man, Cooper. Their very best man. He will not rest until he finds us.
What's his name?
Kane. Edmund Kane.
Curzon Street, MI6.
Of course.
Then we'll have to make sure he gets a long rest. A permanent rest before he finds us.
I don't like working with other people. I do things my way, and other people are usually a pain in the neck. McKinley was a pain in the neck, but I couldn't do without him. He knew about bombs. So did I, once. He was right. Things had changed a lot in the past 2 years. I suppose it was a case of supply and demand. Necessity is the mother of invention. Needs must when the devil drives. Yeah, I liked the last one best. Bombs were in this year, on jumbo jets, in the Middle East, in South American presidential palaces, and all around the streets of London, people were finding new and terrible ways to do what the Chinese had been doing for thousands of years. Guy Fawkes wouldn't have needed his 40-odd barrels today. If he wanted to blow up the Houses of Parliament, he could have carried the bad news in a briefcase.
Now, these are the only parts I could find.
Blimey, that's not much.
As I said, the bomb needn't have been much bigger than that.
Now, are you going to tell me how that little thing got up to the fifth floor of the Defense Ministry?
Ah, now that's the problem. There's no conceivable way it had to be carried there.
Window cleaner? Maybe left it the day before and it went off with a timer.
No, it couldn't have been a timer. They don't make those mechanisms small enough.
Then how?
Radio. I had to guess. tiny radio trigger. That wouldn't take much room. The window cleaner isn't a very good idea. Those windows hadn't been cleaned for over a week, and the rooms are searched daily. They must have seen it.
So, we've still got a problem.
I'm afraid so. Our Irish friends are getting devilishly cunning.
You think it was the IRA?
Must be, surely. Who else could it be?
I don't know. These bits and pieces, they've still got a bit of a shape.
Oh, yes. That's part of the canister. It's very tough.
Hmm. Could you do me a rough reconstruction? You know, give me an idea of what the thing looked like.
Yes, I think so. It would be a very rough idea.
It's better than nothing, mate.
But it must be, Adam.
I don't think it is.
If it isn't the IRA, then...
Think about it, Viv. It doesn't fit any sort of pattern. They seem to know too much. Those freeze bombs have all been close to top secret offices. The IRA can't afford that sort of information.
I still don't
understand. And another thing. That bomb, that tiny little thing. If they had those things, why aren't they using them in Belfast? Why are they still cramming old cars full of HE and leaving them in the streets? It's someone else, mate. I'm sure it is.
Mm. We'll see. Oh, by the way, the Ministry sent the VTR over for you to look at.
The what?
VTR. Videotape recording. They have a constantly recorded survey of the street outside the Ministry. I asked for the tapes of the bomb. Here they are.
Well, let's have a look at them.
They clip into here. See? Not much traffic at that time.
McKinley said the bomb went off by a radio trigger. It would have to be in a car or a van or something. The transmitter, I mean.
Now, that is the bomb. See? Bits of things falling into the street.
Stop it, Izzy. Take it back.
Right.
Stop. There, that van. That's the only car moving in the street.
Lots of parked cars.
If you were setting up a bomb, would you sit in a parked car?
I see what you mean.
It's got something written on it. Can you see? Something on the side of the van.
Yes, it... Popular something. It isn't very clear.
Popular Pets. It belongs to a pet shop. Think it's worth a visit?
Couldn't do any harm, Adam.
Popular Pets wasn't a very big place. Little bit of a building in Sarrow. Looked like there was a flat at the top. And I couldn't see any sign of the man. There were a couple of mongrels in the window. A tank of fish. The water had gone a bit soupy, but I think there were some fish in there somewhere. And birds. That must have been his speciality. The place was full of birds. There was even one behind the counter. I liked her better than the others.
Yeah?
Morning. You've got a lot of birds.
Yeah, that's right. We sell them, you see.
Very interesting. You sell a lot of birds, eh?
Well, are you looking for a bird?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
What sort of bird?
Tell me, is this your place?
Tell me, are you a customer or are you trying to chat me up?
A bit of both.
Is that so? Well, this is my shop and I sell pets and I don't like being chatted up. Now, what sort of bird were you looking for?
Adam, what on earth is that?
Canary. Don't you like it?
What is it doing on my desk?
A present. From me to you. One canary.
I don't like canaries.
Well, then give it to somebody else who does. It come from the pet shop. I had to buy something, didn't I? You ought to be grateful. It could have been an alligator.
I don't know. I rather like saurians.
Blimey.
What did you find out?
Well, it's run by a bird called Alice Cooper.
You mean a girl?
Right, this one is a girl.
Nobody else involved?
She didn't say. She wasn't being very helpful.
They must have registered the place for a license. I'll look them up.
Yeah. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go and see a man about a bomb.
Adam?
Yeah?
Take the canary with you.
along?
Why?
Well, I thought I could do a bit of shopping.
Well, don't be long.
All right. Not a bad morning, actually. I sold a canary and a cage.
Oh, good.
It's all down there in the cash box. Cheerio.
Sure. Yes, so it is. One canary, one cage, Mr. Adam Cain. Oh, dear. What's the time? Yeah, we should just be able to... Oh, be quiet and listen to me. I want you to come over here immediately. Immediately. That friend of yours from Curzon Street's a little closer than we thought. Do you know where his office is? Good. We're about to pay him a visit.
Up there, you see? The third floor. Second window from the corner.
Yes, I see it. All right. Patience, my little friend. Yes, ideal. Look at them up there. Hundreds of them wheeling all over the place. You'll be up there with them in a moment.
According to my information, he should be in the office at this moment.
And let's not waste any more time.
Here it is, Kane. That's the best I can do.
Simple little thing.
As I said, it's a very rough estimation.
You think it was like this tube thing?
Yes, oh yes. It was definitely cylindrical.
I still can't believe it.
What?
So much power from that.
Indeed, it gets harder and harder to believe. But it certainly wasn't any larger than that.
And light?
Oh, yes, not more than a few ounces.
So light it... Now, how could it...
I'm up here on the third floor. Now, if I was going to try and get a bomb up onto this ledge... Just now...
It was a static device, I'm sure about that.
Do you mean it wasn't shot up here like a rifle grenade?
Exactly that.
Phew. Lion. Look at the mess on this ledge.
Yes, of course. The pigeons, they do tend to get
birds.
A wee bit mucky. I beg your pardon?
I said birds. Now, what if I tied this to a pigeon? Would it be able to fly?
Well, I should think so, but surely you're not suggesting...
Get out! Look, watch it!
I think that must have been one of the luckiest seconds of my life. They nearly got me. I'd been standing up there in the sunlight, looking down at the little metal canister in my hand, and then right down the three floors to the traffic in Curzon Street. I watched the pigeons wheeling about, settling on a window ledge here and there. Then I looked down at the traffic again. The van didn't register at first. Popular Pets, a little blue van. I saw the pigeons getting closer to the window, and then... But it all made a bizarre sort of sense. And I was so nearly too late.
How are you feeling, old son?
I'm all right. What about McKinley?
A couple of cuts and bruises, but he'll be fine. Adam, what happened? We still haven't been able to get any sense out of him. He keeps mumbling about pigeons.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you, Viv.
Adam, what are you doing?
Getting out of bed. Pass me that shirt, will you?
Are you sure you're well enough?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
You've still got the bird, I see.
Yeah, you don't know how much. Trousers, over there.
Here.
Have you got a car downstairs?
Yes, I have.
Good. We're going to see a man about a pigeon.
Well, where have you been?
What?
I left you here when I went shopping. I come back to find the shop wide open and you've gone. Oh, he's with you again, is he?
Come on, Elmer. Sylvia.
Don't shout at me again about closing early.
Do you think we did it?
You saw the explosion. If he was in the office, he's dead.
Yes, if he was in the office. We need some insurance. If we didn't kill him, he'll know that we tried to.
Of course, but we did kill him.
He's already been here to the shop. So if he's still alive, this is where he'll come running.
What are you going to do?
Insure, my friend. We're going to set a little trap.
Deadly serious.
That's how they've been doing it.
Pigeons?
Yeah, it's perfect. There's so many of them around, you don't see them anymore. That bomb is small enough for a pigeon to carry. And that's why I know it isn't the IRA. I've remembered that there's one country in the world who perfected bomb miniaturization to a fine art.
Russia.
Right. The KGB, mate. They know the targets. They knew my office window. Not yours, not Devonish. But the man who's working on the case, me. They followed that pigeon until it landed on my sill. And then they pulled the trigger.
Beans. I should think the RSPCA would have something to say about that.
There it is.
Popular pets. Not very big. I wonder if there's another way in.
I've already looked. There's a door in the alley at the back.
Better way in, do you think?
Yeah, certainly better.
Then why have we parked in front?
Too obvious. We'd never come in that way. So that's not where the trap is.
Trap?
Viv, they're KGB. They're a bit clumsy sometimes, but they're not idiots. They've insured. They must have.
So we go in the front way?
Uh-uh. You go in the front way. I'm going round the back. To spring the trap. At least, that's what I told Viv. I might be right, but I wasn't sure which side they set the trap. Down the alley. And stop. There it was. Little blue painted door. The van was parked outside it. The same van I'd seen in Curzon Street. The one we'd spotted on the videotape. Blue like the door. It gave me a bit of cover, so I moved closer. Perhaps the trap was waiting for me on the other side of the door. And then I had a nasty thought. What if they were waiting for us on both sides?
Excuse me.
Yes?
I wonder if I could see the manager.
Why?
Well, it's a complaint, really. About a canary. A present, actually, from a friend. I'm not at all happy about it. I'd like you to change it.
He brought it here?
That's right, Mr. Kane.
Kane? You're from Kane?
That's right.
Oh, then you better go through.
What?
That door. The manager's in there. He's expecting you.
Oh. Excuse me.
We have him in the net.
That isn't Kane.
No?
It isn't. Who are you?
Will you let me out of this ridiculous... What is it?
A net, my friend. Where's Kane?
Over here.
What?
In the doorway.
Cheers, man.
Helmut, after him. Which way did he go?
There, running down to alley.
It's a dead end. He's got him trapped. Quick, get into the van. We'll get him with the van.
There he goes.
You fool. Can't get away. We've got him now.
You were quite right, Adam. KGB. Oh, not the girl, of course. She didn't know what was going on. The man was her brother.
Yeah, I'd work that out, too.
Where on earth did you get the bomb? The one you planted in the van?
A little present from McKinley. That was my insurance.
And thank goodness for it. Oh, by the way, what's happened to your canary?
Gave it to McKinley. He was as chuffed as all get out.
I didn't know he liked birds.
He doesn't. He's working on something, though. The canary's just right.
You don't mean he's...
Yeah. He's trying to invent a bomb small enough for the canary to carry.
My name is Adam Kane. Is broadcast each week at this time with Don McCorkindale as Adam Kane. The series is written by Dale Cutts, produced by Margaret Heal, and brought to you by Revlon, the world's leading fashion color house, makers of Moondrops, Natural Wonder, and the Revlon Cosmetic Rangers.